Welcome everyone to another episode of Get Real, hosted by us, Peniel, BM, and Ashley, where we get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. Today is when we stop being real and get polite. We're getting polite today?
Mm-hmm.
Says okay.
Who? We're talking about manners. Social etiquette is something that we've all had to navigate in our interactions with others one-to-one or even how we address people en masse. Sometimes it feels like it's too easy to slip up and offend even when not meaning to. Whether it's something in the culture or differing personalities. What does it mean to us to have manners? Wow. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. So more people can know about our fun and join in on the fun. Yeah.
You're…
Manners, huh?
Manners like maketh man.
So easy, but so hard too. Manners? It's always changing. Etiquette is always changing in the world. Etiquette is always changing in the world.
But I feel like as Koreans, we grew up with, you know, specific like table manners.
We did.
It's like instilled in us at a young age. Because, you know, we gather around the dining table and you're like, you're not supposed to eat until the oldest one eats. And you're just patiently waiting for your grandpa or your dad to pick up the spoon first.
Hey, where are your manners? Oldest person. Come on now. Oldest one.
Oldest.
You make him sound like an object.
Oldest person.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then… I remember there was like a certain way to set the table too. Like, I forgot it now, but like the chopsticks, the spoon, and like there was the like a certain order and everything.
Bowl and rice bowl.
That's very Western, right? Like that thing, or is it Korean? It's just chopstick and spoon. I feel like.
Yeah.
But there, you know what? There is
there's,
Korean.
There's like left
though.
And right. Which one goes left and right? Too?
Yeah. You're right. And there's also like soup goes to the right and like rice is at the left too. So that's really interesting. I guess because like… And the spoon is next to the soup. And then the…
Chopsticks on.
Next to the rice. It's crazy, man. So much to memorize. Like, dang. Like, just eating food.
But do you memorize it? Do you memorize it though? It's kind of like you grow up with it. So it becomes like a… Something that's natural.
Well, we didn't have it in our household.
Oh, really?
We didn't have like table… Like setting… Plate… Setting, plating, setting etiquette and stuff like that.
Well, I didn't have that either. Yeah. I just like put it on the table.
Yeah, me too. Just as long as both of them were on the table.
Yeah. Then you're good. Like,
yeah.
It's like on the floor. It's like…
Yeah.
That and then… What are some basic like manners that we… Like,
you know,
etiquette?
Bowing.
Yeah, like bowing.
Always saying 감사합니다.
Don't chew with your mouth open.
Yeah.
Insa 제대로 하기,
yeah,
you know, greetings.
Right.
If you're just like, 안녕하세요. Your mom would be like, 다시 인사.
Yeah.
안녕하세요.
Damn, you said that so mean. And you're…
with the
you're
vibration
too.
Got like a vibration and everything. Yeah.
I feel like…
Respect your elders.
Respect your elders is a huge one. I feel like that's very different from the States and from here. Because the way you're scolded out here, if you talk to your elders in a disrespectful manner, it's very different.
Oh, I feel like this is one difference between like Western culture and Korean culture though.
Yeah.
In America, when you're being scolded, they tell you to look them in the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Look me in the eyes. But in Korea, it's like, hey, it's like 눈가라.
Yeah. Look down, little…
Yeah. Don't you make eye contact with me. It's like,
You're not with that. You know what? That was like one of the biggest cultural shocks for me when I first heard that. It was just like, why? You know, like, I get it now because you could say a lot with your eyes, right? But usually in America, it's just like, understand me, understand what I'm saying with my eyes. But in Korea, it's kind of like, I don't like what you're saying with your eyes. Look down. Look down, little. You know what I mean?
You are below me.
Yeah.
I used to get in trouble because when I was a trainee, they would like say something to me and I'd be like…
Well, your RBF definitely
like,
doesn't help.
Yeah. It was kind of half like, I don't like what you're saying. Yeah. Like, don't scold me. And half like, okay. But I was just like, And then he was like, 왜 그렇게 쳐다봐? Why are you staring at me like that? And
what'd
I was
you
like,
say?
I'm not staring at you like anything. I was like,
what'd they say?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah. But I would always like… I wouldn't back down. And
so
then,
you
like,
won. That's the point.
Well, they would punish me in other ways, and then I would have to, you know, back down.
Yeah, there's some… I mean, but after doing it for a long time, I start to understand where they're going with this. Because it's like, there's a difference. Obviously, language is the same. It's just different sounds, right? There's words for the same meaning. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But there's… connotation, I feel like, is very different.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So like… that obviously comes with culture too. Mm-hmm. So I think all that etiquette ties in with that. Like, what you could say with your eyes to someone, like… I can look at you like this, and you can, like, you gotta listen to you talk and be like, I'll tell you I'm listening. But you're scolding me. I look at you like, you know what I mean? And then, like, it's kind of like, I'm saying, I don't care. And what do you mean? Like, I don't even care. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's like that.
I didn't even know that was why they told you to look down.
I don't even think that's just how I'm taking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the real reason, but I've had times where it's just like, I feel like that's the reason. Because if you don't look down, it's like, what are you saying? What are you trying to say that? You know, you're not gonna, I'm not above you. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a power trip, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was like an act of obedience thing. Like, hey, like, you're in trouble, so listen to, listen to what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
I thought it was like something like that.
True, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you don't, you're disobeying.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
Disobeying.
And I feel like in Korea, well, the Korean language is hard because with the formal way of speaking, there are many levels.
Yeah.
So to someone way older than you, you wouldn't be like, 밥 먹었어요.
Yeah.
You would say like, 식사하셨어요. And then, to even higher up, you'd be like, 진지. I don't even know if they say 진지 these days, but like, 진지 드셨어요, you know? Yeah. To like your great-grandparents or something.
There's levels to formality.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I feel like to someone who's not, fluent in Korean, they might just be like, oh, 식사했어요? Or like, 밥 먹었어요?
Yeah.
Or like, 진지 먹었어요?
To someone who doesn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like… But another thing is Koreans understand if you tell them you're from the States.
Yeah.
Like all my Korean people, like that I felt… I always wonder like, am I not being respectful enough? They never like talk back in a manner where it's just like, why are you saying it like that?
Mm.
They're just like, 교포니까. Mm. Oh, because you're from the States.
We kind of get like a free pass.
Yeah. I still don't see people that are formal with me and call me hyung and stuff as like 동생.
Yeah.
I don't really see them. It's weird. It's just like, so what, you're below me? But like, I see it as like, okay, you look up to me. I'll never look at them as you're below me, but I'll kind of look at them as like, all right, so what can I do for you type thing, like as a, I guess, older sibling type figure. But I don't know. It's really… It's a gray area, I think, for me.
Yeah. Because like, whenever I see like… 동생s…
Mm-hmm.
I'm always just like… Oh, like, you know… It's like… 말 편하게. It's like, you can speak comfortably with me. You can use like… 반말 if you want.
Yeah.
Like, you can use informal…
Yeah.
You can speak to me informally if you want.
Yeah, just comfortably.
Yeah. But then a lot of times like… they'll be uncomfortable speaking informally.
Yeah.
So I'm just like… All right. I mean like… Well, whatever makes you comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Part of the Korean culture, I also think because of that hierarchy… when someone feels like they're lower, they kind of dance around what the point they're trying to get across a lot of the time. So like, say like, I don't like the cup you chose, but we're trying to sell this, right? Mm-hmm. You chose a pink cup. Mm-hmm. I like the blue cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say everything I can without telling you…
You don't like the
pink cup. I don't like the pink cup. Mm-hmm. I'll just say everything else.
Like, 블루가 더 뭔가 막…
나은 거 같긴 한데…
Yeah.
뭔가 좀…
좀 모르겠어요. 그 핑크가
I 뭔가 좀…
Yeah, so it's like… They call it 돌려서 말해.
Beating around the bush.
Yeah, beating around the bush. They beat around the bush a lot out here. But that's also a sign of respect, I think. Just because if you're too forward, it's like…
Right.
Yeah, like… Slow your roll, cowboy.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't think this is seen as rude in Korea, but they just don't really do it. But it's like, you know, in America, I feel like just like if you like see someone like eye to eye, like you just like kind of like give them like a nod.
Good morning, greetings.
Or like whatever, something like that. But then in Korea, you're like, oh, it's like, oh, 안녕하세요. And they're like…
Yeah, like, do you know me?
Do
you know me?
Yeah.
I got that like when I first came to Korea. I remember I went to 편의점. And then I held the door open for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, have I seen you somewhere before?
Yeah.
No?
No.
What? And then…
Did they ask you why you kept the door open?
No, they was like, huh. And they just walked in. There wasn't even a thank you. They was like, huh. And they just walked in. I was like, you're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one time was like at… You know how the malls, they have those like… The makeup stands like on the first floor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were like walking past and then I saw someone like at the one of the makeup stands.
Yeah.
I met Ai, so I was just going, 안녕하세요. And then my friend was like, how do you know them?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know them. And they were like, why'd you say hi? And I was like, I met Ai. And they're like, oh, you're a really strange kid. I was like, what? And I was like, why?
I feel like it has a lot to do with space. Like
personal space?
Yeah. Oh, not really personal space. Just the amount of land. Like how big the land is. Uh-huh. So America is really, really big, right?
Yeah. Mm.
You don't… The amount of times that you run into someone isn't as frequent as if you would be in Korea. Because especially in Gangnam. Because you're walking around every day. You're taking public transportation. And you're very near them. And if the public transportation is even more packed… You're like… Shoulder to shoulder type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like what's crazy to me is… If it was like that in the States… We'd all be like… You know like… Oh, like either high or like… Oh damn. Like, you know, like we'd be… Very expressive of how we're feeling at that time. But in Korea it's just like… You know, it's just like minding my own business. So it's crazy. You know what I heard? New Zealand, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's New Zealand or somewhere else. Their houses are like 5 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do when they take a walk and they run into each other, they have like a 20-minute conversation.
What?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want that.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I want like a 20. I'm okay like, with like a, hey, what's up?
But like, that's because we're from America. Yeah. But you guys see how like human interaction is so like yearned for when you're in…
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand. But here it's so close that like we're just like rather… Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a space thing almost.
But I mean… I don't know. Like there's that many more people in America too though. You know? It's like…
True. But if you think about it… public transportation out here and then transportation out there… Like the amount of miles you have to go in between… It's much, much less compact I feel like. Depending on what event you're at. That's just how I imagine like for everyday type stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like I liked it when I came to Korea because people don't make small stuff. Because I never really got, you know, going to a restaurant or going to a bar and someone starts talking to you. Just like, not in a creepy way, but like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, what are you up to? You know, and they start making small talk because I'm really bad at that. Like, I'm usually just reacting like, ha, 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 oh, I see.
That's the introverted you, huh?
Yeah,
that's
so like, I'm like trying, I'm like pretending to look on my phone and they'll be like, oh, yeah, so what phone do you have? Oh, when did you get that? And I'll be like…
You're the type of people, it's like when the waiter or waitress is like, oh, enjoy your meal. You're like, yeah, you too.
Yeah. That's me.
They walk up like, okay.
So I'm really bad at small talk. And in Korea, you really don't have that. I feel like maybe the elderly kind of, you know, like making small talk. But I feel like that's because they're a little more lonely. And I don't mind that small conversation because I think it's fun. I think it's funny. And, you know, it's entertaining and I like hearing from them. But then, I don't know, random people coming up to you and like striking up a conversation with you. That gives me anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, please don't make eye contact with me. Please don't say hi to me. I'm just like, please don't.
Really? I thought you were pretty extroverted.
I mean, I am extroverted with my friends. But with strangers, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, she wasn't very open when I first met her either.
Yeah.
We didn't have like a conversation.
I don't know. I guess I'm like that too,
though. Yeah.
Really?
To a certain extent. Like, if it's small talk trying to be made, I'll respond and I'll, like, see where it goes. But, like, yeah. I'd rather you not.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, and the drinking culture in Korea is completely different. There are so many things you have to learn. And you get bashed on if you don't know the drinking manners.
Yeah, you have to, like, look away. You have to get the drink with both hands.
Yeah.
You have to pour with, like, both hands.
Yep. You have to pour for the eldest first.
Yeah, so that's why they say it's really important who you learn drinking from. Because you gotta get the basic, right?
Yep.
I don't know the basics.
Well, you don't drink, so you don't even have to know. But
true.
Pour me a drink. I don't know what that is.
You just be like… And then you be like… Yeah, sick, yeah.
Drink!
Like, pour me a drink. I'm like, say,
Yeah, so when I filmed a wine talk video with Joan, you know, we're drinking wine together, and I noticed, well, I didn't notice because it was such a natural thing for me, but I saw comments saying that when we cheers, we both look away and drink, and people are like, oh my gosh, that's bad luck in our country. You're supposed to look each other in the eye when you drink. Yeah, because you won't find…
I feel like that's kind of awkward too.
You won't find love or something, like, if you don't… If you look away. When you drink, you gotta just like… look at them in the eye. So that's very,
very
different.
Very creepy, but… Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize. I don't even know why we turn away when we're friends. Like, we don't have to turn away technically, right?
Yeah.
Because I think it is. I don't know for sure, but I feel like it's just… Alcohol is something that you can't do at a young age, right? Mm-hmm. It's something that's considered… Like, you have to be mature.
Yeah.
So it's like… I don't know. Is it because alcohol is like… somewhat dirty or something? Like, is it like tainting your body? Is that why you… I don't even know. What do you guys think it is? Like, why do you think you have to face away when you drink?
In Korea?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the face you make afterward.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, don't make
don't
faces
show
at your
me
elders.
That face. Look so away. Like, yeah. That makes sense. That can make sense too.
Because you're taking the drink from someone who's higher or older than you. Yeah. So you kind of take it and then… I don't know.
Yeah, it's like…
to take it to the side.
Let me take this and hide and drink.
Because it's kind of rude to be like… Woo.
Yeah, I mean… Hey, let me look it up
I don't
right
know if
now.
There's like a historical
reason. Maybe because it's like glass cup, so they don't want to see like the roof of your mouth?
I don't think so. But I realized that… I noticed that I think… people are very polite here. Especially like customer service. And when you go to, you know, like services… Even though they don't get tipped… I feel like majority of them are very polite. Of course, not everyone. Of course, you're going to run into rude people. But I've had some bad experiences like in the States, you know. Like,
with rude people?
Yeah, with like waitresses or like just people… Service work people.
That's because New York is crazy. I've never seen anyone mean like that in Cali.
Me neither.
You guys chill.
Everyone's chill.
Yeah, and it's very efficient. Like customer service… You know, sometimes in the States you have to wait for hours to get connected with someone. But in Korea that's also very good.
Everything's fast.
And when you go to like a mall, you know, everyone's so polite. Everyone's like, oh, 반갑습니다. 안녕하세요. You know, bowing to you.
I prefer shopping in America over Korea though.
Because
it's like, in Korea I feel like they're like all up on you. They're like, oh, is there something you're looking for? Like, you know, they like come up to you.
Did you go to Dongdaemun or something?
Maybe. I don't know. But like, you know, I feel like America is kind of just like, oh, is there anything I can help you with? No, I'm just looking around. I was like, okay. And they just kind of leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like in Korea, like, they kind of like… Mm. Like, oh, check this out. Hey, check this out. Hey, we got to know this. It's like, hey, did you know this is 50% like…
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, just me? Just
you should buy it. You should buy this. This is so you. Buy it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the marketing tactic.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Because they get in your mentals.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, oh, I'm not going to take it. And they'll be like…
Mm. Yeah.
It's one of those.
I love ordering.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love to be like, okay, I'll order. Yeah. I'll be like, 이모. Or like, you know, 저기요, 사장님. I'll say 사장님 most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, like, now they got the bells though. The thing is like, 사장님! 사장님!
What? I've never heard that.
Yeah, the bell says 사장님. You like push it.
What?
Like, 사장님! 사장님!
I only heard the ding dong.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
You never heard the 사장님 bell?
Yeah, I want to. That sounds funny.
Yeah, but there are some people that just like wait forever for the waitress to come. They're like…
Yeah.
Oh wait, is disrespectful like, in America to call… Oh shoot.
Usually I just raise my hand. Like,
yeah, I just quietly raise my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like
a
student, like waiting to be called on. Just
You know what I heard recently? I was with my producer, who also is a great mix engineer. Mm-hmm. And we were at a restaurant and it was really loud, right? And then I kept calling for the waiter. I was like, Chogyo, Chogyo. But the waiter couldn't hear it amongst all the other people that were talking in the restaurant.
Right.
So he goes, Chogyo. And then the waiter goes, Pew!
And everyone else looks, no?
So what he was telling me was, so if you look at like a wave chart.
Yeah.
Say this is a wave chart, right? There's a line right here, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is a wave chart. And this is the middle. And this is volume, right? The middle frequencies is where everyone's voices is at, right? This is where everyone's… you have conversations talking to the right and left. Since this is already high, if you talk in this frequency, they can't hear it.
Because it's the same as everyone else's.
Yeah.
So he went a frequency lower.
Lower.
Mm-hmm. It was like… Chogyo!
It stands out.
Yeah, and it stood out. They were able to hear it. So tip for anyone who wants to try to get a waiter's attention inside a loud and busy
restaurant.
Yeah.
Or you could try it low. Try doing it low.
Chogyo!
Yeah, but louder.
Chogyo!
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Chogyo.
That's why Ajashis always get the attention.
Just Chogyo or
Chogyo. Chogyo.
Or just push the bell.
Sajangnim. Sajangnim. You sound weird.
That's what it sounds like. It's like Sajangnim. Sajangnim.
Chogyo.
Oh, man.
So nunchi, the word nunchi is very… I didn't even know there was a word for what it means until I came to Korea. So it's like a mixture of things.
Like sixth sense, like intuition.
Yep. Social cues.
Social cues.
Common sense. Awareness.
Awareness.
I think.
Mm-hmm. There's no like one specific word in English.
Yeah. For like
nunchi.
Being able to read the room and stuff.
Yeah.
Like leaving the room when you think someone else needs like the space.
Right.
Because you'll hear it so much. People will be like, 왜 이렇게 눈치 없어? You know?
Yeah.
Why don't you have 눈치? Like you have no 눈치.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like a very American example would be like your friend needs to go piss, but your teacher, your friend that's other there that you're not really close to keeps talking, and then like you keep leading on the conversation so he can't leave, and then he's just like, oh, I gotta go piss, you know what I mean? But you're not letting him go piss, but he doesn't want to go because he's trying to like keep his manners and keep listening to the conversation, but can't say he needs to go piss. So it's kind of like that. I feel like that's like one really small example of
nunchi. Yeah.
Let's say you're with a couple and the couple's kind of like bickering and they it starts getting a little serious and they start kind of arguing, and a person with no nunchi would keep pouring oil on the fire and like make the fire grow.
You won't let him talk to you like that. You won't let him talk to you like that.
Yeah, but there are people who seriously do that. Like
There is. And then, hey, he called you a… Girl, he called you a…
You know, and then someone with nunchi would be like, ah, 왜 그래? 지금 막 기분 좋은데. 막 그냥 놀자.
Smack him one time. Smack him just one time.
Touch her button. Smack her in the button.
They would try to appease the situation.
Yeah, that or like, you know, sometimes when like, when your friend's trying to get you to like cover up for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, like I was with you like last week, remember?
Yeah.
It's like someone with nunchi would be like, dude, we were hanging out.
So
someone
it's
with
lying.
Nunchi. Yeah, it's like…
yes.
It's
lying. No, but
it's like, the social…
Too.
Social… Yeah. But then, you know, someone with no nunchi, they'll be like, no, we weren't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
it's
like that Kevin Hart thing. You guys remember the Kevin
Help
Hart?
Help me! Help me!
Hey, yo. Real quick. I'm hungry as So his cue with his friend was, I'm hungry as
Uh-huh.
If he says that, then his wife is next to him listening to their conversation on speaker.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, hey, I'm hungry as shit. And he goes, I'm not. And then he's just like, no. No, hey.
Hey.
And he starts talking about it. And then he was like, I'm hungry as shit. He was like, hey, real quick. Where was I last week? And his friend was like, with his wife next to him. He's like, man, you was with that fine… and then he was just like, no.
I remember that.
No nunchi.
That's no nunchi.
That's hilarious.
I mean, but like the whole nunchi thing comes out in like movies and TV shows too. They don't say nunchi, of course, but it's like The Office, for example. Like the room will always be so serious, and someone will come in and be like, ah, last bar, party on. Yeah, everyone's like, read the room. Like, read the room.
Right.
So it's like, there are some people who just are bad at social cues like that. And then
I think I'm pretty bad at social cues.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No.
Thanks.
I'm bad too. I'm really bad too.
I think I 눈치봐 a little too much.
That's also…
Yeah.
That's hard on you. Mm-hmm. That's not hard on the other people. Yeah. That's actually hard on yourself.
Because I'm always like…
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of like a grown-up in Korea and grown-up in America kind of thing too. Because it's like… Growing up in America, it's like… You don't really care what other people think about you too much. Yeah. Like… Even like dressing up, you know? If you look at like American like high schoolers dressing up… They're just like… They're in like sweats and like whatever.
Yeah.
And then…
We still wear school uniforms here.
Yeah, they wear school uniforms. But no, but like if you see them like going out, you know? Like they're just hanging out at the mall with their friends or something. Like American high school kids will be in like sweats and stuff. But
yeah, and like slippers.
Yeah, but then in Korea, like they're all like dressed up and everything. And I feel like that's part of like 눈치 buying like other people's… Like how other people view them.
Yeah.
They're kind of like… Just grown into like the, you know, the overall like general society is kind of like, it makes you very aware of how other people think about you.
Yeah, how they perceive you.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
Yeah. That's why nunchiba a lot.
And that's probably why people in general just the nunchibaing like the standard of it is so high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's gonna cause a lot of stress.
It does.
It does.
It's much more comfortable not nunchibaing.
But
you know, some people even have it naturally, like. They don't need to nunchiba, but they like catch the cues. They just have nunchi. That's just having nunchi. Never mind.
I remember when I first moved to New York and I got invited to my first non-Korean friend's house ever.
How was that?
I was so shocked because I just walked all over the house with my shoes on.
Same. You're so disrespectful.
And it was like carpet. Yeah. And I was like, wait, I don't have to take my shoes off. And they were like, oh no, it's fine. And we were just like running around everywhere in our dirty shoes.
And they like jump on their bed too.
Yeah. And I was like… I remember going home that day. I was like, 엄마, 아빠, 아니, 집 안에 신발을 신고 들어가. You know? And they were just like, 엄마.
Oh, your mom's probably thinking, who cleans?
Yeah. So that was like culture shock.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah.
And then like, even like when my friends came, I'd be like, hey, whoa. No shoes in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, what?
Yeah.
They're like all confused. Like, what?
Yeah.
So that's definitely different for sure.
Do you think it's normal for someone to come over your house and just like touch stuff and just like sit and lay everywhere?
No.
Why? Is that what you do?
No. I'm just like sitting there mad awkwardly. But
yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to feel like uncomfortable. But like if they're just like…
There's limits.
I'm hungry. Like it's like…
Yeah, because there are some people who make themselves feel very at home. Like, you know, like the first time going.
A little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah. There's like… It's like… 눈치 같아.
Yeah. We'll get there. We're not there right now though.
Yeah.
Sit down on the couch. I'll bring you the drinks, okay? Chill.
Yeah. Or if they come over and like right away they're like… Hey, you got some comfortable clothes? It's like, yeah. Can I get some? It's like… You knew you were coming over. Like, what?
But I do that with my close friends all the time.
Oh yeah, close friends.
Close friends,
but it's
okay.
Not too long ago, actually, like my friend came over, and then they were like, "Oh, do you mind if my friend comes over?" I was like, "No, I don't care."
They invited their friend.
Yeah, and I was like, "No, I mean," but they asked me, so I didn't care. But I was like, "No, I don't care." I was like, "Where are they coming from?" I was like, "Oh, they're coming from the house." I was like, "All right." And they come over, and they're like, "Hey, you got some comfortable clothes I could switch into?" I was like, "You just came from your house. Like, what the?
Yeah."
I was like. Didn't you just come from your house? They're like, yeah. And I was like,
they don't want.
Why didn't you wear? I was like, why don't you just bring like common comfortable clothes? They're like, I was like, oh, I had to take the bus, so I didn't. I was like,
what?
You should have worn comfortable clothes for the bus first and foremost.
So I was like, okay. I was like,
did you give him clothes?
Yes. I was like, I'll give you shorts, but that's it. Like, not a shirt. But shorts.
I'm kind of curious about you guys though. Because you guys have been to a lot of different countries for like tours and concerts and stuff. So was there ever a time you went to a different country and you're like… Oh, you didn't know like they had this manner or like you had to act this way or…
I think the biggest thing as far as South America goes… Let me think. They didn't really tell us anything about what is like really frowned upon. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's not too many out there. I'm trying to think. This means fuck you somewhere. Like, you know how this is okay for us?
Yeah.
This also meant hole at one point.
It did. Yeah. It was ASS hole.
Yeah.
ASS hole.
Yeah. But in another country, I forget where, this means fuck you.
No, I think, yeah. Like, I think it was
fuck you.
I think it was like, it's like, hey. And the American was like, I'm doing great.
Yeah. Oh, it was the Russell Peters thing also. There was a Russell Peters one. This means in French, do you want to eat? But in Indian, it means what the fuck?
No, isn't it the other way around?
Oh, is it what the fuck in French?
Or no, was that right?
Yeah, French.
Oh, French, this is eat.
Oh, you want to eat?
And then, okay, and where is it?
The Russell Peters was like, hey! Don't curse at the table.
There was a thing in, I think it was Iraq. Like during the war, there was like a picture that was taken. And then it was like a bunch of like US Army like tanks.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of like… It might not be Iraq. I don't… Somewhere in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And then there was like a bunch of like the Middle East soldiers. They were like running behind the tanks with their thumbs up.
Yeah.
And then like America thought it was like the soldiers were saying like good job. So yeah. They like… I remember like came out on news. They were like… Oh like opposing soldiers like support the US Army or something like that. Yeah. But this means like pretty much like fuck you. I think it was this. I don't remember what the exact hand gesture was.
Crazy how in one place this could mean one thing and then this could mean another.
And this too. In like Europe, right? It's like up yours. Is it Europe or where is this? Like England?
This?
Something like that. Yeah. So it's like… Take a picture. It's like alright. It's like what the…
Yeah. I love people with good manners though.
It's always good to have… Yeah. It's always good to have good manners.
Would you guys say you guys have good manners?
Decent.
What's wrong with that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think manner is also like, let's say, I guess courtesy, but let's say someone has like something stuck in their teeth or whatever. There will be some people who point that out, like in front of everyone. Like, let's say Matthew has something stuck in his teeth right now. Yeah, yeah. Peniel. I'd be like, yo, you got something stuck in your teeth. Yo, you got some gochugaru stuck in your teeth. What the hell?
Why?
Like, and that
honestly,
person
what the
feels,
hell? I'm like, what the heck?
That person feels so like, 쪽팔려 in that moment, right? Yeah. No, because I know Peniel does. He got, you got something stuck in your teeth.
I'm like, hey, you got something. Yeah. You got a little something right there. Yeah. No, little to the right. Okay, you got it.
Hey, you got it.
I don't blurt it out like super loud though. I'm just like, hey, you got something on your… No, too far. Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
You should be like, hey. And then you should just like give them a mirror.
I'm like, no, look at your teeth.
No, because I really appreciate it when someone's like, you have something stuck in your teeth. And then like, you know, I'll like go to the bathroom and check by myself.
You should have checked better in the first place.
Some people don't say anything at all. So you go to the bathroom after a long night out and you realize that you have like seaweed stuck in your teeth. And you're just like, holy… Or you have lipstick all over your teeth. That's like
worst.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, that's why… In the beginning, when we had like our fan sign events, you know, I always like, contemplated. I was like, do I have to tell them or no?
Tell them what?
Like, because they'd be like smiling and they'd have like the lip like tint like on their teeth.
Oh, yeah. I see that a lot in girls.
So I'm like, shoot, do I tell them or not? Like,
You know what I do to my members?
But then I'm like, I don't want them having like, you know, being embarrassed for the next like 3 or 4 members after me. So I'm just like…
Yeah. You tell them?
I'm like, it's just muddled. But then they don't have to do that for the next like few members, you know?
True,
so I'm just
that's
like,
true. Yeah.
I see Somin and Chiu. Whenever they have that, I just go.
And then they know.
Yeah.
They think you're flirting. They think you're like…
They're like, Oppa, what do you mean? And then they'll be…
Yeah. Yeah, we have like our own code too.
Yeah.
Well, what's your guys' code?
With my members? No, we just know. We'll just be like… No, our eyes get but we're like… And then they instantly know like…
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're just like… There's nothing else that we're pointing at. So
I think it's better to tell them as soon as possible so that they don't have to, you know, like…
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like… Hey, you got something. Yeah.
It's so funny. I'll be like… they'll be like, like, oh. All right, guys. We have some people having questions related to our topic on Reddit. Let's see if we can offer any insight.
All right.
Yes. Yao Casina Dree. Yao Casina Dree. I don't know if I said that right. But user Yao Casina Dree says, "Hi, Ashley, BM, and Peniel. I'm just your average female, but I want to get advice on how to politely ask men to leave you alone. To be honest, I think that's all we have to read. Hey, you just tell him to…
get the… up.
I'll read the rest. To be honest, I think there's a fine line between how women play hard to get versus them just feeling uncomfortable around men. What are your thoughts? Do you think persistently courting a girl is right? When does it become wrong? From Adriel. Adriel. Just in case you guys have no idea how to pronounce my name. I got it right the first time.
Adriel.
Yeah.
Adriel. Adriel. Oh, Adriel.
Adriel. Adriel.
Adriel.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like be like to the point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you don't like it, tell him, hey, I feel like this is disrespectful. I want you to stop.
Yeah. When you're rejecting someone, I think you got to be a little cutthroat.
Yeah. If it's like one of those like catcalling type moments, then you got to be strong and you got to be strong. But if it's like, you know, a friend that's trying to… Why would you want a friend to leave you alone though? I think it's different. Yeah, I think she's talking more about like catcalling, right?
They might just be like… they might want their alone time or something. You got a little eyelash right there, by the way. Other side.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good now.
Where'd it go?
Wait, hold on. Look at me.
Is it still there?
No, it's gone. It's gone, right?
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone. Okay. But yeah, I think it's just like someone… I don't think it's like catcalling, but I think… Adriel is just not interested, but they keep courting and like pursuing, right? I think that's
like hearing this is like triggering because it's scary sometimes. Because even if you turn them down politely, there'll be some people who'll be like, well, I was interested anyways. Like, you're ugly anyways. Like, go fuck yourself. Like, they'll get angry and they'll be bitter and they'll say something back. And that's like, I guess… that's not that bad because there will be some people who will…
actually harass
you or even like physically hurt you. Yeah. So I think that's always like in the back of any girl's mind because you're just like, oh my god, what do I say to just get him leave me alone nicely?
Yeah.
Because you never know what type of person that other person is. Like, you don't know if you're running in… you don't know if you're encountering a psychopath. You don't know if you're encountering a nice person. So
that's why I always advise… to like, you know, if you go into a function or like an event where men are open to do that to you and you don't like it, go with a dude.
I mean, I don't know. Guys shouldn't be acting that way in the first place.
If you're trying to get a girl because you're interested, be polite. Don't do that catcalling. That's like…
yeah, and if they're not interested in you, just f***ing move on.
Yeah.
God damn.
Don't be a little…
No. My friend actually came up to me recently. Because, I mean, the person wasn't really like harassing them or anything. But they didn't want to get introduced to this one person, right? But then her friend was like, just as a friend. Like, nothing serious. It's like, no. But then it was obvious that the guy was interested.
Yeah.
But they were just like, oh, just get her as a friend. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, oh, whatever, fine. Like, I'll get introduced as a friend. And then the guy keeps contacting my friend.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even respond, but he'll be like, oh, good morning. Like, did you wake up? Like, how are you doing today? Oh, you must be busy. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, she doesn't even respond, but he keeps texting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he even like texted the person that he got the soguet through.
Yeah.
Like, hey, when's like the last time you talked to this person? Like, they're not responding to me. I'm just like, what the
f-? Yeah, like, take the advice and just…
like, there's a word for that in Korea and it's called 찐따. you know?
Yeah.
Loser.
Yes. It's like some… that's some like loser…
that's what it means.
Yeah, it's loser…
it's loser man.
Attitude. But
I usually just say I have a boyfriend if I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like… I feel like that works.
And most of the times they'll just be like, oh, okay. Like, oh, I understand. But yeah, if you just say that, I think that's enough for them to be like, okay, and back off. Yeah. And if that person doesn't, it's not on you. It's just them.
They're being sore losers. They're being sore losers. Yeah. They don't know how to take rejection. It's like a…
like a pride thing maybe.
Yeah, like almost a pride problem or something. I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I was at a party one time and there was this one old dude that came. I don't mean old as in like really old, like, you know, like grandpa age old, but a little bit older than me. I want to say like 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So he was like a young… 40s? Yeah, no. Okay. I think maybe like late 30s. Mid-late 30s.
Okay.
He was a little bit older. And the way he was trying to get at girls at that party, like everyone was having a good time. Everyone was a little bit tipsy. It was a birthday party. Most people knew who each other was. But there was one dude who came who didn't know everybody. And then he was trying to get at every damn girl that was there.
Oh, yo.
But it got to the point when he got to his fourth one after being rejected, he was like just like… he wouldn't let her go. Like it was just
They start getting like aggressive.
Yeah.
They start getting touchy.
The girl was just like, oh my gosh. Like, you know what I mean? Like… but she was kind of like still trying to be polite. Like, huh, no, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I had to go to her and be like, hey, I told her, I was like, hey, I need to talk to her. Let me go talk to her outside. I took her outside. Before I did, I told her, you need to go. She was drunk too. So it's you need to go.
I don't think we should be giving advice to Adriel or like girls.
Yeah.
I think it should be more to like guys for them to know, you know, no means no.
100%.
And to be able to take no as an answer.
Don't.
And just back off and walk away
100%.
When we say no. And
be respectful. Be a gentleman. Nothing's more sexier than being a gentleman.
Facts.
We have a question from Lego My Ego. Lego My Mego. Hi, my name is Megan. This is a question for the Get Real fam. Okay, so my best friend from childhood is getting married. And she's been talking to me a lot about the wedding almost every day. However, she hasn't asked me to be in the wedding party. I don't want to be presumptuous and just assume that I'll be in it because we've been living in separate cities for over 10 years now. But we still stayed as close as we can and try to see each other whenever we can. I understand that she has closer friends who actually live in the same vicinity as her and get 100% and 100% get it if she asked them. Even though in my head I'm fine with this, I'm still a little heartbroken because this is something we always talked about. Then again, we were kids and I know I shouldn't hold out hope for something we talked about so long ago. I definitely do not want to ask her because I don't want to cause any drama or add any extra stress or pressure on the bride-to-be. I feel like that's a rude thing to ask, so I'm waiting for her to bring it up. But is it wrong that I feel upset about this even though I know we're not as close as we used to be? What should I do? Thank you in advance. P.S. I love you guys and you're my favorite podcast. Yes, we are.
That's because we're the best podcast in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
In the world. Best podcast. Going back to the question.
No, I don't think it's wrong to feel upset. You know, it's something that you could definitely feel upset about.
Yep.
Because especially if it's like a childhood best friend. You're still keeping in touch with them. Trying to see them as much as possible.
Yeah.
But I feel like in their question, they already know the answer of what they have to do. You know, they were like… then again, we were kids. And like, you know, I feel like they already kind of understand the situation. But I feel like you already know what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's like… it's just kind of… if she asks, she asks. She doesn't.
She doesn't.
Oh well, you know. I don't know. That's just what I think.
I'm sure though that no matter what happens, it doesn't take from the fact that you guys were… and are great friends because of a long childhood spent together. And I'm sure she's going to cherish that. Like, nothing can take away from that. I feel like, you know, whoever… she's talking about bride's part… or the wedding party, right?
Mm.
So she might not be invited to the wedding party. Is that different from the actual wedding? Yeah, right? What is the after party?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the bridesmaid's party.
Bridesmaid's party?
I don't know.
Yeah, so like best, like the best girl, best man, best woman, best man. What do you call it?
Bridesmaid,
best man, and then like the
best man.
We got a long way to go, Peniel.
Yeah,
I'm learning new stuff right now.
I don't know.
I don't know anything. I feel like 10 years ago, if it was 10 years ago, I think that is a lot of time to build a big network, not only a network but relationships with newer people too.
Right.
Mm.
Especially if they're far apart in different cities.
Yeah.
And she says she's not as close as they used to be.
Yeah. But I feel like it's you still have. I would be not upset at the bridesmaid, but I would feel like, oh man, we used to be so close. You know, I would feel that,
like nostalgia.
Yeah. Just like, oh man, you know, even if we kept in contact a little bit more, I probably would have been one of the bridesmaids too.
Right.
Or best man, or grooms in my case. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Would you guys ask?
No, because I feel like they already know the answer. Even if you ask, it's like, even though in my head I'm fine with this, I still feel a little heartbroken.
Yeah.
Because it's something we always talked about. Then again, we were kids. It's like they knew. She knows that it was like, oh, it's just we talked about them when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now it's reality.
I feel like my thing is, if you feel any discomfort at all, even just like 2 or 3% asking her if you're gonna be there, then just. That already answers it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, and I'm sure there's like probably like restrictions for like how many people too, right? Because of COVID right now. Just use that as an excuse in your head. If it wasn't for COVID, I'd be right there.
Yeah.
I think you already know the answer. It's natural to feel upset about this because it's like a childhood friend.
Yep.
You get nostalgic and everything.
Yep.
So it's natural. It's not weird that you're upset about it. But what should I do? I think you already know what to do. You just… Yeah, it's like… If you get asked, then you get asked. If you don't, you don't. Mm. That's life. Reality. Adulting. In your face. Bah! Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully we had some good advice for you guys. If you haven't learned a little bit on manners… and etiquette.
Watch The Kingsman. Manners maketh… No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe you guys could have gotten some enlightenment from this episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have. I'm just talking about it amongst ourselves.
Or tell us about like your manners or like your etiquettes that your family has or like your country has or
in
what
the,
you
in the comments. In
like,
the comments. Yeah.
Comment below.
Yeah.
We want to know.
For sure.
Please tell us. Just so maybe if we hit your city, we'll be prepared. Okay. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. If you wish to stay updated on this show, we got IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Before we end, do you guys want to shout out anything you guys are up to these days?
I'm just doing Kingdom.
Check out Kingdom.
Check out Kingdom. Peniel's team, B2B, is killing it. Please watch it and support. Vote for them. And… Yeah, man. I got my solo stuff coming out soon.
So
stay tuned for that. And once again, follow, review this podcast. Thank you everyone for listening. And goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Peace.
Should we do like a 90 degree bow since we're doing manners?
No.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.